Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Complaining about me never being at home, but when a vow broke, she's telling me about the things that a girlfriend got and what she ain't got, and she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be long gone.
Great, Terry, now that we're together and, you know, we're together with our fabulous listeners and around the globe.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, Chris. Now, my guest tonight, Dr. Mary Edwards, she's a phenomenal woman. She wears so many hats. But tonight we're going to talk about how to live long and finish strong by talking about her medic ministry, Manifesting Entire Deliverance in Christ. And without further ado, I want to introduce this phenomenal woman, Dr. Mary Edwards. How are you?
I'm good, Terry. Thank you for the invitation. I'm always so happy to join you, and here I am again. And I was sitting here thinking, what can I talk about? There's so many things that I can talk about in a short amount of time we have, so I'm going to try to just put something out there that I think would be a blessing to your listeners. I know that you're an author, and I'm an author, an editor, a publisher, and I just do. I love books. Books are my passion. After being in ministry, I am a minister, but I like to do a lot of other things. And one of the things that I enjoy doing is writing books. So I'm going to talk just a few minutes here about writing for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Perhaps your listeners, this book is so popular, I'm probably all over the world by now. We all have a story to tell.
Amen.
And, I tell a lot of stories. I used to be a big liar, and then the Lord saved my soul. And now my stories are so phenomenal, people think I'm lying. I'm really telling the truth. Because my life is just, it's not ordinary at all. I live a very interesting, exciting life, and people don't believe me all the time when I tell them, but I'll be 80 years old in 2 months. My life is just beginning. I'm still as excited about life as I was 40 years ago. But let's talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul, because we all have a story to tell. And your listeners can tell their story and get paid for it. Now, I like that thought. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a bit about writing for Chicken Soup for the Soul, how they can become a published writer. And they don't have to write a lot, because Chicken Soup for the Soul, they only require a minimum of 300 words and a maximum of 1,200 words. So it's a very short story, and they have many benefits, and these books go all over the world. I remember I started writing for them and recruiting writers, and I've been a judge as well. And what this soup story is, you have to write according to their topics. And they have some really, really good topics. If they like your story, they will pay you $200 for your story. You get 10 free copies of these books, and they sell now for $14.95. 20 years ago when I started working with them, the books were $12.95, but now they're $14.95, and you can get 10 free copies of the book. And then if the book your story is in, you can purchase as many copies of this book as you want for a 50% discount. So we're talking about a little supplemental money here. And I really like your topics because I just think everyone on this call, and I don't know who you are, but we all have a story to tell. And so these are some of the topics, Terry, that they have. They want funny stories. They have to be true. Angel stories. How stepping outside your comfort zone changed your life. The advice that changed my life. The power of positive thinking. And then Chicken Soup for the Soul, they love dogs and they love cats. And always, every year, they have a book. And whatever it is you like or enjoy doing, they have a book for you. The last time I looked, they had over 300 titles. So the books only have 101 stories in them. But they get thousands of stories, and they narrow them down to 101. They do have topics, and they do have deadlines. They also accept poetry. They only want 300 words to 1,200 words, which is not much at all. And what I do, I'm like a secret partner. What I will do will work with you, your listeners, those who like to write a story. I will work with you on your story to make sure it at least will get seen. Now, I can't promise they'll select it, but I know how to get the story seen and considered. So this is what I offer as a silent partner. Funny stories, angel stories, how stepping outside your comfort zone changed your life. I like this one. The advice that changed my life, the power of positive thinking, and then they want dog and cat stories. Now, I'm going to give my phone number out. If anybody's interested, give me a call, and I'm going to give you my email address. My phone number, I live in Detroit, Ann Arbor, Michigan area. My phone number is 313-492-0149. Now, this is an easy way to become a published writer. It does a whole lot for your resume if you can say that you are a published writer for Chicken Soup for the Soul. And what I like about them, and I write a lot, I have 15 of my own books, and then I've edited hundreds of other books. I have some of my writers, I have a writer's guild here in Detroit, Ann Arbor area. And some of my writers, they just write for Chicken Soup for the Soul. They say, I like getting these $200 checks, but a lot of my writers get inspired by writing short stories, and they end up writing whole entire books. So I want to also give my email address in case someone's listening, they need more information or they want to call me, they can do either one. My email address is leaves, like the leaves on a tree, all lowercase, leaves, L-E-A-V-E-S, of, O-F, gold, G-O-L-D, and that's not leaves of God now, leaves of gold, dot. LLC@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Edwards, can I stop you for a moment? Because I do have a question.
Yes.
My question is, there has been some controversy over different religions, and one of the things that's been in controversy is that some religions say that women are not supposed to be in a pulpit only to teach other women in Bible class. Now, I'm a minister's daughter, and my dad and grandfather were ministers. My daughter is a minister right now. And what's your take on that? You know, because a lot of people are listening in, and they are going by what the Bible says. Now, I personally belong to the group that says men are supposed to be in the pulpit because we're supposed to be secondary to them. So what's your take on that?
Well, briefly, my take is, and I've been an ordained minister in the pulpits, and a lot of it, of course, it depends on what quote-unquote denomination you are, but I find more and more denominations now are opening up to women in the pulpit. I've been in the pulpit myself for 40 years, and I've been in many different denominations. I've been Baptist, Pentecostal, AME, non-denominational. I've been in all of them, and I have spoken in all of these. A lot depends on the church you go to. I don't have time tonight to get into a lot of doctrinal theories and theology, but what I say is this. God called us, and without regard to gender, whether we're male or female, because we are all spirits. And we have a soul, and we live in a body, spirit, soul, and body. And so I feel this way. If you know that God has called you to be a minister in the pulpit, if the church you belong to, they're not in agreement with that, then you need to pray about finding another church. You can't change what they believe, but you can move yourself to where you can be accepted to use the gifts and callings that God has given to you.
Right. Well, I one more question before I give Chris a chance to ask this question. Now, I know that we are a radio show that also teaches as well as you know, invite for entertainment. Now, I don't know if you can pick out something scripturally that will prove that it's okay to be a female in the pulpit. You know, because I'm used to females being evangelists, teaching women. I go to the Church of Christ, you know, and my thing is, and I'm still growing, I don't care how much I've been exposed to God, there's always going to be some mystery that God is going to unfold to everybody. But my thing is that as far as my daughter's concerned, for her being a minister, you know, happy the fact that she has a relationship with Christ, and I pray that I'll see her in glory. But for people who don't know, is there any scripture in the Bible that they can go to so they can find out where it's okay for a woman to be in a pulpit? And whoever keeps calling my direct line, please stop, because you either call the right number, which is 347-945-6003, and hit the one key, and I will open up your mic. So everybody's trying to get on this call, but they're calling the wrong number. So what's your take on that, Dr. Mary Edwards?
Well, let me just give you one scripture, which is one of my favorites, is God is a spirit. And John 4:24 may not be directly answering your question, but if we are created in his image, and he said we are created in his image, male and or female. And so I know that there are people that have had to leave a church. I don't want to spend this particular time that we have focusing because that can take your whole entire program. But God, the thing I want to emphasize is God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he does not say male or female. We are all spirits, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I've been in churches where they wouldn't let you speak in the pulpit, but they let you speak in a stand on the floor. And there's some, they will, I haven't seen this, but I've heard of it happening. They won't even let men and women sit in the congregation side by side unless they're married. They have men on one side, women on the other side. Men on one side, women on the other side. Well, you know what? Everyone here, if they have that call to ministry, they have to pray and receive the word from the Lord directly. So I don't know about your question specifically right now because I have something else that I really want to share. But those who feel a call to God, if they want to talk to me personally, because I've been an ordained minister for 40 years.
Right.
And I've been in many different denominations, and I have never, ever had that particular problem. So anyone that does, I could be happy to talk to them on a personal level. Feel free to give me a call, 313-492-0149.
Well, Chris has a question before we run out of time. Chris, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Dr. Mary, my first question is, you just mentioned that you was a minister. Was this a lifetime calling, or was did this come to you as you got wiser?
No, it's a. I lived a miserable life until I was 33 years old.
What?
And then I'm almost 80 now, and God, I didn't have any Christians in my family, so I wasn't raised in a Christian environment. I am the first person in my family that I've known had a Christian experience. And so when I was 33, my life changed. I was so naive about the things of God. And this sounds funny, but it's really sad. I was a grown woman, and I thought heaven was right on the other side of the clouds. Until I was in an airplane one day, and I was on top of the clouds, and I knew I hadn't gone to heaven.
Uh-huh.
I looked down, and I saw the clouds up under me, and I thought, this is not heaven, I know. So, but the call I got, when I got it, it was very, very clear. What God had planned for me. And so I, like I said before, I'm sort of glad that I wasn't raised in a particular denomination, because sometimes people get so engrossed and so adamant about a denomination that all they can hear is the preacher and they never hear God. And so I knew when it was time for me to come into the household of faith, is what I call it, God let me know that my call really was to give people hope. There's so many people out here have no hope. And so I felt like, how can I best do this? And the best way I could do it is to tell them about Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my teacher. He's my everything. And so I don't put any denominational tags on it. This is who I am, and I'm happy to say my life is so much better now than it was the first 33 years of my life. These last 40 plus years have been the best years of my life.
Well, I agree. You come in contact with Christ, you'll never be the same. But since we're down to like maybe 6 minutes. Could you tell us a little bit about the medic ministry, manifesting entire deliverance in Christ? Say something that's going to help somebody out there listening.
Okay, let me say this. If you go to my website, medic.com, manifesting entire deliverance in Christ, you're going to see on there a tragedy that happened in my family last November. And it's amazing. I live in Michigan, but right now I'm about an hour from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this is where the tragedy in my family happened. And I'm up here on a retreat, I'm supposed to be quiet right now. I'm on a quiet retreat at amazing sanctuary. It's a beautiful place. But my website, medicministries.com, you'll see a story on there, shocking, but in November of last year, my grandson was responsible for driving an SUV through a Thanksgiving Day parade and killed six people in that parade.
Oh,
and made national news. That was my grandson.
Are we even seeing that?
Yeah, a lot of people do. Well, that story is on Medic Ministries. I put a press release out this past February and telling this story. And when this can happen to me, who's been spent the last 40 plus years dedicated to the Lord, it can happen to anybody. Anyway, he's sitting in jail now, trial's October the 3rd. But what this did is caused me to take a much closer look at the mental illness that we have in our society today. Before that happened, I was focusing on physical and emotional challenges and praying for the sick people, but now I'm praying for minds, M-I-N-D-S. And I'm now a mental health coach since this has happened. What it did was provoke me to get a clear understanding about mental illness. My grandson was in a bipolar moment when he went through that crowd, but he had been bipolar since the age of 12, and he was 40 years old when he went through that parade. And
that
so
was
now,
the old lady that was walking the whole senior citizens. They got ran down. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the grannies in the parade. There was some dancing.
Costume, yeah. That was so sad. So it was because of bipolar.
But, you know, I decided to retaliate against the forces of evil. And so now what I'm doing, working up here in Ann Arbor and Detroit, Michigan, to get some mental health clinics in churches. Because when a person encounters these mental illnesses, they'll either go to a therapist or they'll go to a church. And churches just are not prepared to treat people with mental illnesses the way we need to be. And so this is my primary ministry right now. I have several others, one for writers, one for widows, one for hurting people, and one for mentally ill people. All of the, if you go to medicministries.com, it'll take you to all of my other ministries. I start good stuff. I look around, I said, seems like somebody needs to be doing something about it. Next thing I know, I'm the one. So there you go.
That's wonderful. I really appreciate that. Chris, you got about 2 minutes and a half if you got a question, because that 30-minute show went fast.
Okay. Yes, my next question for you, Dr. Mary, is what is your favorite part about being a minister? Like, what do you look forward to day to day?
What I look forward to is I have a gift of being able to see people's potential beyond where they are. I can see what God has a plan for all of our lives. See, we're put here for a reason. And some people are just here taking up air and space because they don't know what God put them here for. But we all have an assignment. So my favorite thing to do that gets me out of bed in the morning is giving people hope and help. Whatever it is they need, I'm here to help them and to give them hope, inspiration. You know, one of the wealthiest in the world is the cemetery. Because a lot of people's dreams had died and they ended up in the cemetery because they didn't know why they were here.
That sounds like that's a powerful statement you made, because you're right. If nothing else, the cemetery is going to be packed. They are never lost for bodies. And on that note, like our guest, Dr. Mary Edwards says, you know, if you want to talk to her, call her at her number at 313-492-0149, or go to her website, Manifesting Entire Deliverance in Christ. And Mary, we love you. We appreciate you. But the time ran so fast, my Lord. You know, just got on the air, and here you go. We're off already. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, and call me anytime.
All right, and enjoy your quiet ministry that you're on right now, your quiet retreat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.